This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Monday. What's the date?
50 yards, turn right.
December the 4th.
And we are leaving Rappahannock Cellars Winery. And I'm using the binaurals, as you can tell. Say hi, boyfriend.
Hi.
You have to speak up, honey. Oh, my
God. Hi.
It's an hour and 20 minutes home.
Not really.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
If it took us an hour and 8 minutes, an hour and 5 minutes to get here, and this was not very far away, then why would it take an hour and a half to get back home?
I'm just telling
that
you what...
That makes no sense.
I'm just telling you what Susie said.
Oh, Susie's wrong.
All right.
You take off and go to Oasis.
No, we're not going to any more wineries. So, what's new?
After 200 yards, turn right.
Did you ask me a question?
Yes, I said, what's new with you?
Turn right.
Well...
Susie's going to bother us for a little while.
I've been very busy, as you know.
What has... Well, let me just say that the people of the podcast community who have been listening to the show have wondered why you haven't been on the show recently.
I've been very busy. I had family from out of town. I had hundreds of essays to grade.
Can you speak up?
I've had family in town. I've had hundreds of essays to grade. I had Thanksgiving dinner for 6 people. And I've just been extremely busy.
Okay. Speaking up and screaming are 2 different things.
Well, I think your listeners know that you are deaf. And I am right now doing sign language so that you understand what it is that I am saying.
Honey, I'm not deaf.
Do you want to know 20 ways to spend a rainy day in Front Royal, Warren County, Virginia?
Tell us at least 1 or 2.
See the waterfalls.
Oh my God.
Sip wine.
Honey, you don't have to scream.
Go antiquing.
You know the difference between...
Shop hopping. Stimulate brain cells and read a book. A day with the movie stars. Go bowling. Visit the past. Art tours. Nature calls. An indoor flea market. Rack 'em up and shoot pool. Not pocket pool.
What's pocket
like
pool?
Like you like to play. Masturbation. Instead of masturbating, play pool. Drop some quarters at the arcade. Eat, drink, and be merry.
Okay, stop. For the listeners, the boyfriend picked up a brochure at this latest winery we went to.
I just told them 20 ways to spend a rainy day.
This is not visual. They can't see that you've got a brochure.
I told them.
You didn't say that.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Eat Chinese, German, and Mexican food. Right up your alley.
But they don't know that you're reading this from a brochure.
Have a latte.
I wouldn't mind some hot chocolate right now.
Enjoy a royal treatment. Get a pedicure. Get physical. You wouldn't get physical with me this weekend.
Excuse me?
You refuse to let me use chapstick as a personal lubricant.
And why is that?
Because I was
going
to...
Oh my God, look, Chester got...
Let's go there.
No.
Honey, it's only 3 o'clock.
I want to go home.
It's not even a mile.
I want to go. There it is right there.
It's right down the
road.
They
have a new road, too. We'll go again, don't worry, now that we know
it's
closed.
Oh, you're beyond silly.
I want to go home.
You're like Dorothy.
Dorothy.
Sewing, knitting booties with Annie M.
Did she?
It was just right there. It's like 0.1 miles.
If I had not pointed out, you would have never seen it.
No, because I'm like trying to entertain you with this brochure. I can't believe we know Bert. We could have stopped there and like said hello. You're unbelievable.
Are you upset now?
You'd better have some very important things to do. And I'm not thinking, very important things does not include turning the washing machine on and watering the plants.
Well, that's the things that I have to do.
Join the club.
So,
but those would be boring things to do.
Yes, but come down to reality, those are things that have to get done.
And they can be done anytime.
What if you don't have time?
What if you have
what
as much
time? What if Sunday is the only day you have?
What if you have as much time as any other working stiff in America?
Then you make time on the weekends to do the things that have to be done.
Or you just do it. You just do it.
When?
You walk in the house, and you put the clothes in the washing machine, and then you turn the knob. And then you fill the water watering can up, and you water the plants. And it might be at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, or 5 o'clock, or it might be tomorrow. But they get done. They are mundane tasks, and they get done. Why? Because we have the modern conveniences to do them whenever we want. Now, I am reading...
What are you reading now?
Getting off of that subject, because I think you know that I am right.
I think that
here
I know
is,
that you're unrealistic.
No. You are a creature of habit and rituals. So whereas I would simply just do my laundry tomorrow, you feel uncomfortable knowing that the washing machine is not running at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
Now here is
Wait a minute. When do I do the things that I have to do tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know. You have a washing machine in your apartment. I don't.
This is not all about washing, sweetheart.
It is, because I've seen you. It's about bringing the plaid shirts to the Maytag and then turning the dial.
I take them to the cleaners.
No, you wash them first.
No, I don't.
Let's be honest. Be honest to the
I
listeners.
I do not.
Before you bring your clothes to the dry cleaners,
why would I do that?
Wash them in the washing.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
I've seen you.
No, you're lying.
It's like going to the hair salon and washing your hair first, knowing they're going to wash your hair. So, you wash your dirty clothes before you bring them to the cleaners.
You do. That is so not true.
I've seen it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Here is the Blue Rock Inn. Look how picturesque.
They can't see the brochure, honey.
Well, no, you can see it.
It's beautiful.
And they even have blue tablecloths.
Do you think it's real? That's actually the way it's going to look when we go?
No, because I've looked there. I've been there. I've had a look.
It's not the same?
No, it's very nice. And they've got horseback riding. They used to have their own. Yeah, see, polo lessons.
Polo
climb
lessons?
Climb into the saddle yourself for a polo lesson. I'd love to do it.
Rough road right here. You see that big boat up there?
Yeah.
It's red. Look at the red. It's almost the same red as my kitchen.
I like your red kitchen.
But now, what do you think about those two samples that the kitchen designer left?
Well, I mean, they're not that much different than what you have now. It's like a half shade, lighter or darker. You just pick whatever half shade you like.
Excuse me.
Oh, look. Now, they have their prices here. This is very affordable. A room with a queen at Woodward House on Manor Grade in Front Royal. It's only $95.
A room?
After 600 yards, turn right.
What did we do last night? You want to talk about that?
We went to a party.
And how was it?
We had a lot of fun.
That's all you're going to say about it?
We had a lot of fun. We met, old friends. We made new friends.
Turn right.
We, heard some wonderful singers. We had a quartet who entertained us with Christmas carols. The food was just divine. It was just a lovely time on a very cold winter evening. And I had a good time. Did you?
Yes, I did have a good time. And this was a really nicely done gay party. Well, it wasn't a gay party. It was a holiday party put on by a gay man. And he... He had... It catered, right?
Yes, it was catered.
And he had, like, what'd you say, 4 or 5 people walking around with trays of food and getting drinks for you and taking your coats and all that stuff. It was very nice.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
I am reading up on our literature.
What are you reading now?
Christensen Ridge Winery. I've never heard of that winery.
Never?
But stay in our 3-story log cabin or modern 5-bedroom main house with a pool. And it's a winery. That would be a very good idea. 2 guest houses. The main house with its generous 10-foot ceilings and huge country kitchen. 2 private suites and a total of 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, swimming pool, fireplaces, living room, dining room, entertainment room, mountainside patio, and a front porch overlooking the estate and vineyards.
How much do you think that costs?
It doesn't have the fees, but I'd look it up.
Do they have a website?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
I think it's brand new, though. I've never heard of this place.
I think it is new. So you've seen them all?
Yes. Are you anxious for the holidays?
I am actually anxious to decorate my house.
We were doing that next weekend.
What did
we do? This.
I know. Lots of yard decorations.
You know, if I had known Chester Gap was that close to Rappahannock, I would have gone there before Rappahannock.
Why didn't you look it up?
I didn't know, but since it was 0.1 miles away, and you're just so anxious to water the cactus.
Honey. Ooh, there's some lawn chairs in the road. Look at that. That's very dangerous.
How did that end up there?
I bet they fell out of the back of somebody's pickup with the rifle.
Can I tell your listeners what you're getting me for Christmas?
Yeah, because I don't
Gucci
know either.
Gucci shoes and Gucci boots.
Gucci boots.
And Gucci accessories and items.
And how much will this cost me?
$1,500.
Is that how much you're spending on me?
I need a new pair of shoes.
And they have to be Gucci?
They have to be Gucci.
Now tell us what they look like.
Shoes.
Well, if they just look like shoes, then you can buy these from me that I'm wearing today.
Those, what you're wearing, are ugly. He wore those ugly... I would say they are sensible shoes our grandmothers wear.
Because I'm a lesbian.
With their polyester pants and
I am not wearing polyester.
Their fluffy
pants.
Cotton candy hairdos. Yes, Archer is wearing a pair of sensible, ugly shoes, and he wore them to the party last night.
And nobody complained.
Well, they were being polite.
Well, at least I didn't pour a glass of wine on the new carpet.
Well, I think we came to the conclusion that you need a very nice pair. You need a pair of nice shoes.
So when I kick over a glass of wine, then I'll...
At least you're doing it in style.
Actually, you know, that wine spilled on these shoes.
Well, you wouldn't know it. I think they made an improvement.
You're terrible.
Are those like naturalizers you're wearing?
No, they're rock ports.
They're beyond hideous. I don't mind saying. I love Archer to death. And I just love his radiant smile. And I just love his pretty eyes. But those shoes he wore last night, I could not understand them. Because he watches all of these cable shows. What not to wear. What to wear. When to wear it. Reality shows. Hem that skirt. Shine those shoes. Whatever the name of these shows are. He watches all of us, all day long, every day, 7 days a week.
I'm at work.
And he wears these granny shoes. I just couldn't understand it.
What did I say about the way I dress?
Well, you know what my response to that is?
Comfort over fashion.
If that's the case, we would all wear our pajamas and slippers.
Oh my God, that would be a great idea.
And if we really wanted to get dressed up in comfort... We would wear sweatpants and sneakers. But unfortunately, sometimes you have to wear nice clothes.
600 yards, turn left, then
so,
turn right.
You just have to come to that realization that sometimes you cannot wear your nightgown and slippers.
I don't have a nightgown. Okay, she said turn left, and then, oh, here we go, to 66.
Oh, look, the Apple House. Let's go to the Apple House, and buy some quilts. Do you need a quilt?
No. Do you need a quilt?
Who lived here? Look at this house.
Oh, my God, that's tiny.
It's teeny tiny, but look.
Look at that price of gas, $2.19. Oh, here we are. We're on 66 going east. You know what? That's actually the way we came from Linden, I think.
Take the highway.
Yeah.
What exit number is this? Now it's going to get louder because of the highway. So we'll have to talk a little bit louder. Was there a topic we wanted to discuss besides my fashion sense?
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. What about decorating your trees Friday night?
We did decorate my tree Friday night.
and it looks beautiful.
It is beautiful. Well, we bought the tree. It was a compromise tree because there were some taller, bigger trees, and then we liked one tree in each category. One was smaller, one was bigger, and one was somewhere in between. And we went with the one that was somewhere in between, and I'm glad that we did.
Yes, because
it got really, it just kind of fluffed out once we decorated it.
Because I should preface this a little bit by saying that on Friday, it was 75 degrees outside, and then by the time we went to get the tree, it had probably dropped about, 20 degrees by that point?
Oh, at least.
And then by the time we got home and started decorating it, it dropped another 10 degrees, so it was like 45 degrees, so the tree was kind of cold on top of the car.
Yeah.
So after we decorated it and asked the tree acclimate itself to the temperature of the boyfriend's condo, the tree literally, doubled in size.
Yeah, I'm glad, though. It's beautiful.
It filled in that corner really well.
Yes. So Santa Claus is just waiting
to
appear and deliver those Gucci accessories.
Okay, now you talk about Gucci accessories, but what are you talking about?
Well, there are a pair. I mean, as your listeners may know, I used to go horseback riding every week, and I used to ride English every week. Well, my riding boots, and I want to start riding. I keep saying my goal is here and here and here, but then I keep doing something to delay that, because horseback riding is a very expensive sport. I mean, you need to buy the clothes and the helmet and all that. So my riding boots are shot. As you know from our last horseback riding experience, my soles are, they have gaps between, they need to be resoled and re-gusseted, and I've already had all that done. It's not even worth it anymore, it's expensive. Well, I need a pair of riding boots.
But do you really think you need Gucci riding boots?
They've got them, and I think I deserve it.
Do you think that they would be really, made for riding, or are they made for fashion?
No, you've seen them.
They're made for fashion.
Or riding.
Or fashion.
Well, I deserve it, but I can't afford them.
How much are just the boots?
Well, that depends. You could spend, as we saw them on the internet, and I showed you, as low as $800.
Oh, Mr. Trooper. Mr. State Trooper.
As high as $1,500.
Is there anybody even in that car?
I don't know.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
I think I am worth at least $1,500.
$1,500.
My feet are worth at least that much.
Not until you start doing something with your feet.
What do you want me to do with my feet?
Scrape off the dead skin.
Well, that's your job.
Yeah, but you don't like it when I do it.
No, because you do very painful things. You do not give a sensitive pedicure.
I was going to say, you don't like the pedicure.
You are very abrasive. You use sandpaper and butcher knives on my feet and body.
On your feet and body?
Yes.
All you need to do, honey, is rub that foot cream that you were telling me about.
Well, I do, sometimes.
Anyway. So you mentioned the Gucci boots, but you didn't talk about the accessories.
Well, if you give me those Gucci riding boots for Christmas, I will get you a Gucci man purse for Christmas.
Do I even carry a man purse?
I think you should.
What would I put in my man purse?
Your chapstick.
I put that in my pocket.
You could put your chapstick in there now.
That's a big purse for a tube of chapstick, or a thing of chapstick.
Well, you could put your cigarettes in there.
Yeah, I put those in my pocket too.
You could put your tampons in there.
Now that I could do, yeah.
You could put your panty liners in there.
I don't wear panty liners.
You could put your, you could put your musk-scented perfume in there.
I guess so. Why is this van up here with, oh, did you see the blinking lights it had on it, but then it stopped? Do you want to talk a little bit about politics?
Well, you tell me what you want to talk about.
Did you see the thing on Saturday about the Rumsfeld memo, or thing that he was doubting the success of the war way in advance of his firing?
Not way in advance, 2 days before his firing.
Well, that's when the memo was written.
Well, whatever. I mean, he's the architect of the war. He's the neoconservative who concocted all this nonsense. So what? Let him stew in his own mess. But what it really means is that even if you think of George Bush as Adolf Hitler and you think of Donald Rumsfeld as one of the Nazi elites running the show, who even at the end doubted the competence of the Führer, that's what this represents.
Oh.
And so here we have, and pick any Nazi, you know, Guderian or Rommel, who was executed, whatever. Pick any one of them and then think, well, even though these generals are saying, Führer, what you're doing is fucked up and twisted. And Hitler says, so what? I'm going to stick with it. To the end. No changes.
That sounds like Bush.
Well, it sounds like George Bush. I mean, despite what even one of his right-hand henchmen, his own architect of his own twisted mess, is saying, you know what? This is even worse than I could have imagined. And maybe we need to do something different. And the decider says, you're fired. That's significant. So, but then it depends on where you are. If you're living in the world of unreality and you still think George Bush is competent and credible, then this expose will simply mean Don Rumsfeld is un-American. If you're like the rest of us, which is now at least 65% of America, and you realize this is one twisted load of shit, and Don Rumsfeld has finally concurred, I created a twisted load of shit, then you're not surprised by any of it. I mean, who? I'm just hoping that the national nightmare doesn't get any worse than it is. That George Bush makes no more decisions, that the decider decides to just spend the next 2 years eating pretzels and hoping he doesn't choke.
Yeah.
And that we just get through it. That's all I'm hoping for, because nothing surprises me. I am not confident that anything will change. Nothing can change. We have the worst president sitting in the White House. He is not capable of making any kind of rational decisions. So we just have to hope we can get through the next 2 years, and then anyone will be better than what we have now.
One last thing, though, speaking while you're on the topic of Bush. Tell us your feelings about how he reacted to Jim Webb when the Jim Webb said, what was that?
Well, the exchange is well documented. I'm not going to rehash the whole thing. But Well, good for Jim Webb. I mean, he responded to the president's question as any parent would respond.
What was the question?
How's your boy?
And Jim Webb's son is over in Iraq.
Jim Webb's son is in Iraq. And so Jim Webb responded, I would like our troops to come home, Mr. President. And George Bush said, that's not what I asked. I asked you, how is your boy? And Jim Webb responded, that's between me and my boy. Which the conservative pundits have casually deleted Bush's response, that's not what I asked. And then the liberals have been, you know, making hay over it all.
And for those of you who don't know, Jim Webb is the senator-elect from Virginia who helped get the Senate for the Democrats.
He replaced George Allen.
He replaced George Allen.
And what, you know, the conservatives miss is that Jim Webb represents why Americans voted the way they did. So, you know, when you read George Will, who thought Jim Webb was disrespectful and boorish, well, George Bush's children were in Argentina celebrating their birthdays and partying with soccer stars, and Jim Webb's son is hoping he doesn't get killed in Iraq. And there's the difference. So George Bush would ask that question and then respond the way that he did because he simply can't relate to the reality that there are many Americans who have loved ones in Iraq and they're not coming home anytime soon. Well, George Bush lives in a different universe. And so I think the exchange represents the kind of confrontation to our unitary executive / absolute monarch. I mean, that's the kind of thing that I want to see and hear. I want to see and hear legislators of any political party or persuasion say to this idiot, enough. We're not entertaining your incompetence. We're not pretending that you have made this office of the president respectable. I think Jim Webb attempted to puncture a very hard-cased bubble. And for a minute, the bubble was pierced with a very tiny pinprick. So, for 1 second, George Bush had to leave the bubble and then reminded Jim Webb, no, I live in a bubble and you should too. And Jim Webb said, well, I can't live in your bubble because I have a son in Iraq. And so that was it.
Yeah.
So again, if you live in George Will's world in which the war in Iraq is a good thing, freedom isn't free, God made Adam and Eve, not Steve. If you live in that kind of pretend world, then Jim Webb was just offensive because he dared to speak reality to an absolute monarch.
Craziness. On that note, we will wrap it up.
Wrap it up!
Honey, thank you so much for being on today's show.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. That's all, boys and girls. Until next time, say goodbye with me.
Goodbye. Bye. Bye.